One of the things we do here is spend time with entrepreneurs to get a better sense of what developing and growing a business is like. Recently, we went to see Emily Weiss, the CEO and founder of the skincare and beauty company Glossier.
We are sitting in the Rihanna room at Glossier headquarters in Lower Manhattan. To our left is Beyonce, to our right is Madonna, downstairs is Naomi.
So, yeah, they've got conference rooms named after female celebrities, an airy office filled with young people, and a brand, Glossier, that if you don't know about, your 20-year-old daughter probably does. Back in 2010, Weiss launched a beauty blog called Into the Gloss that became wildly popular. Then, 4 years later, came Glossier, a regimen of skincare basics aimed at young women, with a kind of less-is-more philosophy. Glossier raised $8.4 million within 6 weeks of launching, and now Weiss is rolling out the second phase of Glossier's products.
The three products that come in yet another pink bubble pouch are a concealer. It's called Stretch Concealer because it's very elastic and it kind of moves with you and doesn't settle into any fine lines. It gives you this really like beautiful dewy finish. Boy Brow, which is a grooming pomade for your eyebrows. So think of it like a brow gel, except it's not crunchy or flaky or sticky or shiny.
Okay.
And then our Generation G Sheer Matte Lipstick. So that's a lipstick that comes in four shades that give you kind of like a makeout mouth, sort of like blotted look. So it's not like a bold lip. It's really more like a French girl kind of like subtle stain.
Those products are part of Weiss's expanding business. To fund it, she recruited some of the venture capitalists behind startups like Warby Parker, Birchbox, and Instacart. I asked her about the transition from running a beauty blog to running a company.
The way that I met those investors is really through, I guess, just like the way anyone in New York meets anyone. It's just connections and like, you know, I knew someone's girlfriend and then I got a meeting and the first meeting led to a second meeting and one thing led to another.
There's something sort of telling in what you just said there. You knew someone's girlfriend. Was going to VCs to raise money, were you the woman in the room?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Totally. I mean, and that's like not a secret. We don't dance around that. I give people so much shade, like so the guys, because, and they laugh. I mean, it's very funny, you know, I try and kind of put things on them sometimes. Like I'm kind of like, oh, no, try this like lip balm. Or try this boy brow. I'm going to put it in your eyebrows right now at the table. And they all kind of get like a rise out of that. But, you know, I chose our partners the same way that I've chosen anyone that I've worked with over my like, I guess, adult life, which is just who really believes what we believe and who's going to be a genuine, you know, partner, not just someone who wants to like make a quick buck or someone who doesn't understand the power of brand. And they have the same appreciation for the consumer that I think we do and that I've always had because I am her. I am the consumer. So the way that we do business is very much always looking at things through how is this going to feel to the customer. And we're brutally honest about that. And our investors keep us honest.
Beauty is a difficult industry in part because it is both aspirational and yet at the same time, particularly for young women, if it is too aspirational, you can be selling them something dangerous. I'm curious how you straddle that line. I mean, I went back and looked at your Into the Gloss wedding preparations. You went on a cleanse. You didn't eat dairy, gluten, sugar, alcohol, or coffee, which all of this
sure
sounds
didn't.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But someone might look at that and say, well, wait, what is the message that she's sending to a 17-year-old?
Totally. And I think anyone who knows me, and that means anyone who reads Into the Gloss and has read the post before, the post after, and even within that post itself, I have a green juice and I go on a cleanse for 21 days. And then next thing you know, I'm like eating a cheeseburger. Is that healthy? Like, probably not. Like, is it? But I think it's modern life. Like, it's modern.
But do you see what I'm getting at from a beauty context where you are... Your brand is about sort of minimalism and health. And so I wonder how much time you spend thinking about this. Is like, how do we hit that sweet spot of
Glossier's about minimalism and health?
No?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I think it's about reflecting real life of a bunch of different women. And we talk about, I mean, for example, if you look on hashtag Glossier, within the first 30 seconds, you'll find a picture of a girl with a glass of wine masking in the bathtub. And she's like retoxing and detoxing at the same time. Because that's just, everyone aspires to be the best version of themselves, whatever that means. But at the same time, we're all human. It's just about understanding that like, you know, we're all striving, but life is also fun. Like, don't take it too seriously.
When you look at where you are now, who do you want to be in 5 years? Are there CEOs or founders who you think, yeah, there are things from their life where I could take a little bit of that?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I love brands, and I think there's a lot of talk lately about e-commerce, about digitally native brands, about all these things, but I think, you know, it's no secret that everything is going omni-channel, right? So maybe the pendulum swung the other way, where now brands start on the internet and then they end up being everywhere rather than starting everywhere and then selling on the internet.
A la Amazon.
Yeah, but I think that brands are brands, and that's never going to change. And in today's climate, I think our biggest enemy will be the churn rate of people's attention spans, right, to newness. And if you look at the fashion industry, that's something that is really it's almost like cannibalizing itself, because they're on this cycle now where they're launching like six, you know, collections a year, and designers are having major burnout. And next thing you know, there's like 10 more, because thanks to the internet, you can sell, you know, there can be, you know, so much newness. And so for me, I really have a lot of, you know, admiration for brands like Ralph Lauren, brands that really have built a lifestyle over 20 plus years that are still relevant. And you've got, you know, kids in the other side of the world wanting Ralph Lauren t-shirts, you know, just because they want to be a part of that. And for that to still be relevant, I mean, think of like, you know, for kids on the other side of the world not being like, "Mom, God," about Ralph Lauren is like really cool. And so I think we'd like to be a brand like that, a brand that is not a trend and is not defining a moment, but really transcends time and grows with women.
Emily Weiss, thank you very much.
Thank you.